Hey, it's Mario Lopez back with the last episode of season one of Listen to Mario, and excited to sit down with a very funny lady. She loves Hot Topics. She hosts her own podcast. She used to be on Chelsea Lately, and she's about to tape her next comedy special. Please welcome Heather McDonald.
Listen to Mario!
Joining me now in the studio, our buddy comic Heather McDonald. Welcome back, Heather. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So you were at Disneyland recently, right?
Yes, Wednesday. Yes.
So how crowded is it right now? And did you have do you have a method to cut the lines?
Okay, this is
because I'm gonna turn you on to something.
Okay, but I have.
I'm gonna say it off air though because I don't want people to take advantage of this and the prices go up. But go, give me your story.
Okay, I hadn't been to Disneyland for years because my kids got to an age, the boys, where they were into Six Flags. And Six Flags, you can pay for more to cut to the front of the line, which didn't exist when I was younger. And I used to say, one day I'll be rich enough to cut to the front of the line.
They have that at Six Flags?
They have it at Six
Good
Flags.
Good to know.
Like
Good
full
to know.
Platinum.
Right.
Okay. Like,
right.
You know, and I mean, right to the front. Not a fast pass where you're still waiting like 15, 20. Like, so anyway,
I love that.
Did my show at Irvine Improv like last year. I'm doing it again in next weekend. But when I was there, this at my meet and greet, this guy goes, "I work for Disneyland, and I know that you like to go to parks." And I was like, "Holy!" So yeah, I've adopted him. He is now my favorite
Wait, did
person.
He hook you up?
He hooks me up a little. I don't want to say his name. I don't know.
No,
what
we don't have to
allowed.
Drop names, but just with tickets, because you can, or you didn't do the front of the line deal.
No, hooked me up with tickets and hooked me up with like fast passes that you could use throughout the day.
That's great.
So that was great.
Those tickets aren't cheap.
Here's the other thing: Wednesday is the slowest day because it's in the middle of the week.
Now that I'm learning so
much.
So
I went on a Wednesday.
Good. Six Flags
checked,
fast pass. No, no.
You
fast
thought
pass.
You were about to drop knowledge? No, you're taking notes.
No, I was about to drop knowledge. I am taking notes. Six Flags, you can pay to go right in the front. Platinum. Wednesday, yes. Slowest day of the week. Go on.
I checked the weather, and it was only going to be a high of 85.
Perfect.
I found out that I've been parking in the wrong place this whole time. Don't go where there's like the Disney characters in covered. Go like across the street and take the bus and you get dropped off right at the front.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to
okay.
do the tram thing also. We do a hopper. Okay. We're not, you know, because my kids like the bigger rides.
Right.
It was great. Oh, and with my hookup, I got to watch got reserved seating for the electrical parade and the fireworks. And in my life, I've never seen the electrical parade.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
So it was good times. My kids are getting older and
yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I don't know how much, you know, forever, but we saw the Star Wars. We went to Star Wars.
Love it.
Yes. And it kind of freaked me out. I don't want the world to end and look like that.
Right.
I don't want to go to space. Space really freaks me out. Even when I go on this, what's the
space
other one?
Mountain?
Space Mountain. Space Mountain. Like, I never want to be lost in space. Ever since that Sandra Bullock movie where she was like lost in space. Like, I don't want to go to space. Like, if the world ends, I'm like, I'm good. Like,
it's the opposite. I want to go now.
I'm down to Tatooine. I love the bar with all the characters.
So
I want to go there.
It's really cool.
It's
walk
gym.
Around. It's really great. They only have the one ride open right now.
Okay.
And then I think another one's about to open soon.
It's
but
coming.
They're like, there's really cool different restaurants and different things. You literally walk around this whole new brand new
Fun.
Area that
How's
never
the
existed.
Space cuisine?
We did not eat there, but it's a little different. It's like, there's like Asian food and
you
stuff.
You did it all in one day.
Oh, we always do it all in one day. We got there 11:30, left around 10.
Okay, so you're putting in a full
We do a full thing.
Yeah,
we have a
like
backpack.
That. Yes, okay, good. I
you
like
know,
that.
You know, we have tennis shoes.
Smart, that's the way to do it.
One light sweatshirt.
Yes.
Which you won't need till about 8:30, but then you might need it.
Exactly. That's mom.
I do some nuts. They never check for nuts. A little bag of nuts.
Yeah.
Put that in a different package. Oh, another thing. When you go on Grizzly Peak, which is the round like water ride, so you don't get soaked, take your backpack, put it in front of your body. Okay, so you don't get soaked.
There you
also,
go.
Put your feet up.
Oh. You're nothing but full
like mom
knowledge
hacks.
Here. Total mom hacks right here. Total mom hacks. Well, we might be hearing a lot of them because you're filming a new stand-up special this weekend.
And the stand-up special is more juicy and funny than my Disneyland
mom hacks.
But I'm out to help the people, yes.
What are you talking about?
So So, I mean, I've been married for 19 years. So it's a lot about,
you know,
being honest about my relationship, but also how I often am envious of my divorced friends. You know, they have a fresh leaf on life. They get a divorce diet. Like, I'm into I'm into exploring relationships today with younger people, how it's so different than when I was dating. So it's very, very relatable to everybody. Being a female comic, sometimes I found that my fans who were such great fans of mine would say, I'm excited to see Heather. I'm dragging my husband. And I was like, well, now you're hurting the problem. Like, why are you saying you have to drag your husband? I'm like, if your husband got tickets to a male comedian, you'd get a blowout and be all excited to go. Why are you underestimating that your husband can enjoy a female comic? So what's great is the husbands love it, the boyfriends love it, gay, straight, whatever. It's very relatable.
Funny,
talk about my kids.
Funny,
you know?
Is funny. And
yes.
Do you find yourself having to censor yourself at times just because people get so hypersensitive with certain subjects?
Well, my act is not political at all, because I just feel like, you know what? I'm not running for office. Why would I put a tweet out that could like piss off half of the country? So I don't touch that at all, but, yeah, I mean, there's a couple things where sometimes I'll go, or I have a really young person that works with me, and I'll be like, is this word okay? Like, slut, like, are we still okay with that? like, you know, if I say it in a self-deprecating way about like myself or what I was wearing, and then, you know, and then I put in the context, then she'll be like, yeah, I think that's fine. You know, but like one other thing, she went through my whole stand-up and she was like, I just take out this line. And she goes, I just think, and I was like, okay, good. Like,
who's getting offended? Sluts? I don't understand. Like, who's
I don't know. No, because I just did a TV show and they said we couldn't say fat. You cannot say
P-H-A-T
the word.
P-H-A-T or F-A-T?
No, F-A-T. No, but I don't even think you could say I had a big fat sandwich.
What?
I don't think, I don't know.
See, that's absurd.
See, this is what's wrong with, honestly.
This is why I got out of comedy.
Yeah. It kind of makes me angry because I love stand-up comedy. And,
yes.
And that's one of the great things about it is you get, they're truth tellers and you get to,
right.
And you're supposed to relax. And but if you're going to have PC comps out
no,
there.
No, but that, with my stand-up special, no. Because the thing is,
you can't
I do over
fat.
An hour. No, that was just a TV show. Show and I was like, whatever, happy to get a gig. I need that SAG insurance. Okay, I won't say that.
Yeah,
all right, so, but and it was a fun show, and I was like, you know, I get it, you know, because no, even when we were in Disneyland, they were like, people were coming up to the people working there and going, is this ride fat friendly? And I was like, oh, that's a new thing to say. How, yes, and they said yes, our belts are over 6 feet long. Have some fun.
who was asking that? Have you set people?
Yeah. You know, that's life. That's what we're dealing with. Like, whatever. So I'm like, that's great. You know, so for me, no, my stuff is edgy, you know, but what I like about a stand-up special, and I'm producing it myself, is that I do control it. And I do believe when someone sees the entire hour, or if I do cut it up in pieces, I'll, you know, it'll stand alone. Where comics get in trouble is when someone takes, you know, 15 or a minute of an hour long act and then try to say that they're one particular way because of this one joke. And had you seen the whole act, you would have seen what their point of view was. You would have seen that maybe that wasn't the case. And the other thing, if you're easily offended, I would say don't go to stand-up comedy.
Well, that's
there's
the
other things
line.
For you. It go lists, see the Lion
exactly,
King.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just, you
bottom
know,
line, just chill out.
And so you know, I don't get any of that. Like the people that come to my shows love me. You're excited. They have a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some topics that
you
may cover. What do you think about Diddy dating his son's ex-girlfriend, who happens to be Steve Harvey's daughter?
I think it's so juicy.
Super juicy, but do you think...
I think it's weird, but... I don't know. I mean, first of all, it's his stepdaughter. Not that that matters.
Okay, but it was still his son's.
But he raised her. And so I guess Steve Harvey's okay with it. I would have think Steve
That's
Harvey.
That's not even the part that I'm talking about the fact that his
so
son
that,
was
there's,
there.
There's like four layers of weirdness.
Sure, sure.
Okay, one is that Steve Harvey and he are friends and it's a 22. She's 22. He's 49. 27-year age difference. Then you have... You're dating your dad's friend. That's weird.
Right.
Then you're dating your ex-boyfriend's dad. That's weird.
That's the main one.
That's the one that's the weirdest.
That's the weirdest.
That's
because there's a lot of age gaps here in LA.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people, you know, you happen to know their father, whatever. But the son's ex,
but,
that's the trippy one.
Okay, what about, this has happened over time, and I'm sure there's people that have experienced this, where the girl grows up and her divorced dad starts dating her 22-year-old friend. That happens a lot.
Yes.
And that I think that's just as weird and disturbing.
That was just tripping me out. Which Real Housewife franchise are you most into?
I think New York is the most fun because it just always brings it. I think they're all so ridiculous in their own sense in a good way. Like, right. And I think they're really snarky, and I think they have a long history with each other, which is what I think works.
Right.
Since I'm not from LA, not from New York, I like to look at the New York right. scenery. My second favorite is probably Beverly Hills for the exact same reasons. They're exciting. They're fun to watch. I like looking at Lisa Rinna's face. I like seeing LA spots, you know.
Yeah. So how was Denise Richards added to did
I love the Denise Richards aspect. She came on my podcast, Juicy Scoop, and she really is like really a breath of fresh air. I like that they have professional actresses on the show. For one, when you book them, they show up. And they treat it like a real job because they've been working since they were 20.
Right.
So like I like Kyle and Lisa Rinna and, you know, and Denise. So I think if they're to add anyone, I would like them to stick with that.
And then Lisa Vanderpump may or may not come back, or she's gone, right? Huh?
I think she's gone off Beverly Hills for sure. I think when she didn't go to the reunion, technically, I guess that means you really are out.
Yeah.
I think anything could change, you know.
Right.
Of course, they want people to watch the show. I think she's good just doing her Vanderpump stuff,
which is a big hit.
Yeah, her right? restaurant, and then she's got the, you know, the Vegas restaurant starting, which I'd like to see a show about that. I think that would be a good reality show.
That would be a good reality show. Yeah, no, she's cool. I'm the wife watches it, so
the wife as like you're not. There's not. Look,
there's so many. Trust me, I get a little confused. Who's who and who's where and what's going on.
Sometimes
right here.
It's really funny because a lot of like my listeners stuff will like end up watching with their husbands, and then they'll like quote what their husband asks. Like the way they like mid walk in, some of the questions are amazing. Like I'll watch it with my boys sometimes.
Why is it the only thing? And like I asked my wife the other day when they do those reunion specials, why does everyone look like they're going to the prom? Like they're all glammed out, right? They all look like they're going to the prom.
I think it wasn't always like that, and then
it's become a whole thing now, right?
And then they're like, "Well, God, I want to look as great as this person," you know. And some of it is just too much with the hair and the makeup and the
so
and
funny.
They have to sit there for like 9 hours, and it's just it all adds to the fun of it, you know. But then you're like, as you watch it, you're like, you know. You wouldn't, if someone said this to me at my home, I would never talk to them again.
Right,
you
exactly.
know? But you know, when you're on, being paid by Bravo, of course you got to make up.
Let's get
past it. Let's move on. You know, like I had one person be rude at my house. I never spoke to her again. I was like, see ya.
Yeah, exactly.
She said I was inappropriate with my kids. And I'm like, uh-huh, okay. And I flipped her off and I was like, goodbye.
Yeah.
Never going to talk to you again.
Well played.
But if we were on a show together that was in 120 countries, I'd be like, let's meet for coffee.
Right. Exactly. And that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
What about Tyler C. from The Bachelorette? Well, first he came in, he was like the runner-up, and then he kind of went out.
I love that you're using
it's like
a beauty pageant.
It's a contest. It's a contest. It's a contest, right? So he came in second, and then he kind of got together with Hannah B. again and then started dating Gigi Hadid. It's like some of these guys have really, the consolation prizes have been, the other dude we were just talking about, Wells Adams, he was, ended up with Sarah Hyland. This guy's with Gigi Hadid at the moment.
Right. Well, Wells never got that far, though. Like he never was like second runner up. He was never like on a knee.
Was he top 10?
Yes. He was like top 10, but he wasn't like
top five. No,
I mean,
maybe not even.
I mean, do you imagine if I could really do the answer? Like, I mean,
I'm just curious. I don't know.
I was wrong. It was top seven.
Well. but I, you know, hey, look, Gigi, go for it. Who cares? You know, I think he's hot. He had the second tightest pants of the finalists.
Who had the first?
The one that she chose. I mean, it was Lululemon's with like a blazer. It was
really
ridiculous. Like,
and she's not with that guy now, right?
No, because he found out that he had a girlfriend right before that. He basically, because he was like an aspiring country singer.
Right.
And so he had a girlfriend that, you know, had the receipts and stuff that he was like, I love you. This is going to be good for us. Like, let me go on this show and help my music career.
Got it.
And then.
Dang, shady.
So then when she found out about all of that, it was after they were engaged. And then he was like, yeah, well, I didn't expect that, but that doesn't mean that I don't love you. And then I was like, hasn't this been the story for a lot
also,
of people?
Also, wasn't she just trying to hook up with The Last Bachelor?
Yeah.
And then she lost
like,
that?
Hey, Hannah G, I think she wanted out. I think she was like,
it's like
okay.
They're all in on the act now. They know that they might be able to parlay it into something, and there's no real true quest for love. Or is there?
I think nobody goes in. I think everybody goes in as a career choice. Either they're unemployed or they want to have the life of an Instagram bachelor person.
Or they want to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Or so anything weird like as that. A choice to, wow.
And then, well, you know how like they just said, like they did a study where 1/3 of all kids said they want to be a YouTube star.
Yeah.
I think if you asked 1/3 of people between 22 and 27, they would say, I want to be an Instagram social influencer. And the quickest path to that is getting on The Bachelor.
It's instant fame.
It's instant fame
if you turn it into.
That's pretty sad example of society right now.
You have access to other people that have abs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and you're like, okay, I've got nothing else going on. Let me go do this.
Dang.
You know, it's like, gone are the days where the people were like leaving their like law practice to go do this show. Like most of the people are
unemployed.
Or, you know, they are, you know, a personal trainer or things that they could do that they can leave.
Yeah,
so they're not
back.
Like,
yeah, can't have a serious career and go take months off to go. Cause I remember seeing one of the, I like watching the first episode cause the Chirons are so funny. One was a professional twin. I remember. I'm like, what the hell is that?
The job. The editors get shady. Like one was a professional swimmer. And I'm like, well, he was on the swim team in college, but it's not like.
Wasn't there a former child? Wasn't that one?
Something like that. It was something like that.
I think that. What about this?
What about, let's talk about your podcast, Juicy Scoop.
Yes. So I've been doing Juicy Scoop for over 3 years now. I'm close to like 400 episodes. I do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I love it. I started it, you know, thinking, okay, I'll just do this and see, maybe it'll help sell some tickets. And I really enjoy it. I get to interview great people and people love it. And I talk about whatever is juicy in the world. So being a comedian, 90% of it is funny. But then also if something's really intriguing, then being that it's my own show, I can do that. So I love it. So thank you for bringing it up.
Next
we'll
topic,
be sure
please.
To check it out.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot again, Heather. Yes. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Yes.
Song that's currently in your head.
Oh, the Lizzo song.
The Lizzo song?
Yeah, yes, I love it, yeah.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
Oh, I think that was the movie Ma.
Octavia Spencer.
Loved it.
Was it good? Scary, right?
Scary and funny, yes.
Show you're currently binge-watching?
Oh, the Roger Ailes, Loudest Voice in the Room.
I have that DVR'd. Oh, is it worth it? Good, good.
Oh. Mario, you will die.
It's juicy. I know, I love that.
He's amazing. I mean, I would go to bed dreaming about it, which is not great because he's a disgusting human being character.
Good,
but
I like that review. So good. I have that DVR.
Love it. I'm telling everybody watch it.
Because here's the where I'm at. This is like old people now, yeah. Married couple, the kind of conflicts we have now.
Yeah.
There's so much good content on TV. We only have so much time at night, right? So
yes.
We got to decide what we're going to watch. Because I have my individual shows.
You
she
two,
has her
you
individual
will both
shows.
Love it together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And we have our couple shows. So deciding our couple shows has become a thing now. Because we vote for this, we vote for that, right? Because there's only so much time.
Because
she watches her Housewives and all that, and I watch my Yellowstone and all this. And then we got to watch the ones couple. So I'm trying to root for the couple show to be the loudest voice.
So if you have some time this weekend, it's once a week, you know, so you could binge it a little and then you'll catch up.
I've been DVRing it, yes.
And but it's great because it takes you through history too. Like it starts at like 96.
Story,
so
right.
Like everything you see, 9/11, you see, and they're building the Fox network. And, you know, and whether you love, if you watch Fox every time and you love it,
no, but it's
you
just
don't
history.
Love it. It's history. And I think it's very
fascinating.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's very fair. And it's just great. And he's amazing. Russell Crowe.
And I'm going to make it my solo show if she's not down.
Yes.
That's my next
and she'll
one.
Be down.
Just play this clip.
Because
it
was
Heather
actually my husband, Peter, who was upset. And he was like, you have to watch this. I go, all right, let me give it a shot.
Oh, so he was the one that was into
he
it,
He started
too.
To watch it. And
I
then,
started. I knew I knew I would
love
all that.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh my God, because, you know.
Like, you know what I'm fired up for right now? I love, what's the Ryan Murphy miniseries? The American Crime Stories. Love it. Loved OJ.
Yes.
Love the Versace one.
Which is the next one.
Monica Lewinsky with Clinton.
What?
Right?
When does that start?
I knew exactly. I'm fired up.
It's yeah, like it's I'm like next year, up. But Monica Lewinsky is actually producing on it, too.
I love it.
Isn't that great? So, like, those, I'm excited. Anything true story, I want to watch. It's
I always
great.
Was like, God, Monica Lewinsky was just born at the wrong time. Like, if we found out that she was having an affair with Obama, her whole life would have been different. She would have been selling clothes for Fashion Nova. And just like everyone would have loved her. She
Instagram
been,
star.
Yeah. She would have been at all the awards.
She probably
shows.
Would have been the next Bachelorette.
Yes.
So
what
funny.
A different world. Yes.
Go to cocktail.
Buttery Chardonnay is my favorite, just like a great Chardonnay. But I also love a spicy margarita is my new thing.
Okay.
Love go. A spicy margarita.
Buttery Chardonnay. Just have it like a dessert right
well,
there.
Well, it's kinda, like, yeah. it's got to be like a Napa Valley kind of Chardonnay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't really like Italians, but not Italian people. Just, I don't like, I like California wine is what I'm saying. Yes.
Nickname growing up.
Pumpkin. I was the youngest of five.
All right, Pumpkin. So,
yeah.
What should get rebooted next?
Ooh.
Excuse me.
Jeez, what should get rebooted next besides Saved by the Bell? Hold on. Let me think for 1 minute. God, what are you thinking? I really don't know.
I'd like to see Alf. Ha! Kill me.
And again, I kind of don't want them to ruin that for me.
No, Alf is fun. You know what I love too?
Somebody the other day, somebody mentioned Murder, She Wrote the other day.
Oh, yes.
Which could be interesting.
Angela Lansbury's still around, too.
Yeah.
No, that'd
she's like 100 years old trying to solve crimes.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be pretty amazing.
I'm trying to think, like, God, I feel like everything's been done, like, one day at a time. Like, what has been,
Three's
you know,
Company.
Three's, oh, yeah. Three, God, those shows are just so out of, like, touch now when you think about it. Like,
that's why the reboot would be fun.
Right. And I was always like, wait a minute, he has his own room. I hope he's paying more rent than the two girls that have to share. That's like what I would think.
That's true. They did have to share. They did have to share. That's right. That's right. Oh, that's fantastic.